Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today I want to jumpstart time. It's amazing what time can add to your life, and it's amazing what time can take away from your life. Here's what I mean. I've got this app on my phone called Duolingo. Now, I'm not the only one. I think it's one of the more popular apps there are. And all I did was tell that I wanted to learn Spanish. And every day, it comes up with a little Spanish lesson that I take. And it's amazing how much I am learning Spanish. What's funny is that my wife is Cuban. Her native language is Spanish. Her first language is Spanish. Although we've been together for 10 years, all I can say is, I love you, I'm sorry, and you're beautiful. And it's gotten me really far so far. But I'm actually learning to begin to converse in Spanish. I'll walk up and say something to her in Spanish, and she'll look so surprised. And am I spending months and weeks on this course? No, every morning for 10 minutes or less. It's usually less that I actually do it. And there once again is my buddy, my dog Teddy on my screen. Every day I do this. So time can add so much to your life. Time can also take away from your life. And by that, I mean in a good way. Every one of us experiences traumas and pain and problems. And time really does heal wounds. However, it doesn't do it immediately. It takes time. The thing that causes things not to be so sharp in our lives, whether it's pain or whatever, is distance. Think about it. The further away something is, the more blurry it is. And the same is true in what time does, is it gives us that blurriness perspective in a horizontal fashion. Okay? So time does heal our wounds because it literally causes the things in our past to be less painful for us. There's a term called hedonic adaptation. Hedonic adaptation, I often say the easiest way to understand that is that the last piece of pizza never tastes as good as the first. We the moment the first bite tastes great, the second bite tastes a little less great, the third bite, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and it's a way of keeping us from overeating. But hedonic adaptation actually works in the other way as well. Hedonic adaptation works in that we eventually become numb to pain and suffering, and we begin to move back into an acceptable level for ourselves, a level of happiness. So, today put time to use in both respects. Put some space between you and the pain of the past, and put a little investment into who you want to be in the future. You don't have to learn Spanish. Pick up a racquetball and figure out how to figure out how to hold it, or take one dance class, or do a yoga pose. Or watch a video on YouTube. Invest a little bit into who you're going to be in the future, and you'll be amazed at who you'll be tomorrow. Muchísimas gracias, mi hermanos and hermanas, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.